The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today is the feast day of the man who was, with the possible exception of St. Paul, the greatest missionary in the history of the church. Let's meet St. Francis Xavier. Francis was born at the Castle of Xavier in Navarre, the Basque region of Spain, on April 7, 1506. His father was counselor and finance minister to King John III of Navarre, and it was expected that his son Francis would follow him into the king's service. He was sent to the University of Paris, and while rooming with his friend Peter Favre, they met and were greatly influenced by Ignatius of Loyola, the future saint and founder of the Jesuit order. Francis was 24 years old when Ignatius asked him Christ's question from Matthew's Gospel. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Though his conversion was not immediate, the influence of Ignatius and the work of the Holy Spirit finally led him to join Ignatius' new community in 1534. These seven original Jesuits traveled to Venice, where Francis was ordained a priest in 1537 and vowed poverty, chastity, obedience, and service according to the direction of the Pope. Francis was sent by Ignatius to Portugal, and from there the Pope sent Francis to the East Indies at the request of the King of Portugal to minister to the Portuguese sailors and colonists there. He sailed for Goa, India in 1541, finally arriving in May 1542 after a brutal 13-month voyage around Africa. Francis labored among the colonists and the natives for 7 years, preaching, catechizing, and baptizing continually. He lived out his vow of poverty diligently, subsisting on rice and water and sleeping in a hut. He managed to improve the spiritual health of the Portuguese colonists, but his greatest success came among the poor of India. It is believed that he personally baptized several hundred thousand people in 10 years of ministry. From India, he traveled to Malaysia, spreading the gospel there, and then into Japan, becoming the first European to set foot on those islands. While he was able to found a small but thriving Christian community there over the next year, he was opposed by the ruling class of Japan, and Christianity was ultimately suppressed. In 1552, he set out from Goa for China, but fell ill and died on the island of Shangshuan, a mere 6 miles from the coast of the mainland China, and 100 miles from Hong Kong. He was 46 years old when he died on December 3rd, 1552. St. Francis Xavier was canonized in 1622, on the same day as Ignatius of Loyola, Teresa of Avila, and Philip Neri. He was declared the co-patron saint of foreign missions in 1927, along with Thérèse of Lisieux. Jesus has called all of us to go and preach to all nations. While most of us will never do so in the incredible manner of St. Francis Xavier, we can follow his example as we reach out to our families, friends, neighbors, and co-workers with the gospel. St. Francis Xavier, pray for us. We'll see you next time. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. it'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.